We're up to Perek Memtes, Pasuk Chof. Okay, Memtes, Pasuk Chof. We are continuing winding down the Nevuah of Edom. The Nevuah of Edom, as we mentioned many times, is... The Nevuah of Edom is critical because it applies to us. We are living in the Golos of Edom. We are living in Edom, Western civilization. The Chayra is what we assume to be Edom. And if it says here there's going to be a Churban to Edom, it's very disturbing. What exactly does that mean? All the Gedolei Yisrael have continuously lavished enormous praise upon the Malchus of America, Medina Shel Chesed. It's never been so good for a Jew in Golus in the history of the world. That's an understatement of freedom of religion. And the benefits that the government provides, even the wealthiest of the wealthiest, still nene from the incredible benefits that the government provides for every single citizen. So what does it mean then that there should be a churban to Edom? It's not at all clear what this means. To say that Edom refers to, in the modern world, the Edom is America, is the Western civilization, you cannot deny the fact that the Western civilization has done enormous bracha to everyone, including Klal Yisrael. So it's a big mystery. It's a big mystery what exactly this means. Yeah. Yeah.
America was not the site of World War I or World War II. The rest of Europe, which was not so much of not at all of Medina Shel Chesed. They suffered. Doesn't mean the final suffering, but
okay.
America has been spared a lot of that.
The chesed is that stalker is mechaper apps. The one of Basra, Hordis, I think one of the Tanoim, Hordis asked one of the Tanoim, what should he do in order to be spared from punishment? So he said, you give tzedakah, and that will protect you. Daniel said that to Nebuchadnezzar as well, that giving tzedakah would spare Nebuchadnezzar from the churban that would eventually come to him. Okay, so let's see Pasukah. L'chein nefer shumu atzas Hashem's here, the atzas Hashem ashayotz el Edom. Here, the Eitzah. Now, this Pasuk L'chor is being directed towards Nebuchadnezzar, because Nebuchadnezzar is going to be the one that's going to bring destruction upon ancient Edom. Pasukhov, Perik Memtes, Pasukhov. L'chein shumu atzas Hashem ashayotz el Edom. U'machshavo yisav ashechoshav el yoshvei Semon. And listen to the thoughts that Hashem has concerning those who live in Seimon. Seimon is the south. It's a code word for Edom, because Edom is the south of Eretz Yisrael. Imlo typically means a shavua, I swear. Hashem says, I make an oath. Yischavum tzirei hatzor. Now the yischavum means to drag away. The tzirei hatzor, the young sheep, will drag away the people who live in Edom. Who in the world are the Tzi'irei Hatzoyin? So this is subject to much controversy. And we'll see, we'll leave it for a few moments, we'll leave it for the Mesuzah Tavla and the Radak, Rashi, exactly who these people are. Imlo, Hashem says, I swear. Every time it says Imlo means I swear. Yashim Aleihem no Nivehem, that I will cause their habitation, their dwelling place, to become desolate. Let's jump right away into the Mitzudas. Shalom Aleichem, how are you? Welcome back, we missed you. Okay, let's jump into the Mitzudos, and into the Mitzudos, David, Pasik Chaf. Pasik Chav L'chein, Deforhol, since Ve'ein Mi Yimche B'yodai V'yatzaso Tokum, since no one, this Pasik continues the previous Pasik, the previous Pasik, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there's no one that can challenge me. If I decide to do something, who would dare stand in my way? Who would challenge me to go to war with me? Who, the one that the nation I select to do my bidding, will do my bidding? The source of their existence is in the southern portion of Eretz Yisrael, Imlo. The words Imlo is a shvu, who in shvu, kamo Imlo botim rabim, return loymar, ho eitza hi b'shvu, this, what I'm about to say now, I'm making an oath. What's the oath? Asher tzirei hatzoin, the young sheep, yig rorum me'artzom, will drag the inhabitants of Edom out of their land. Now who are they? V'hu paras. And this is Persia, Iran. There's going to be a war against Iran, against Western civilization. Now, in ancient times, first of all, according to Farshan, they say on history, if we check back in history, to the best of our knowledge, there was never a time when Paras attacked or had anything to do with the destruction of Edom. That's what, at least what I've read. Maybe I'm making a mistake. I think I read it in the article, that we don't have any records that Iran, Paras, Persia, the nation of Paras in ancient times, of Paras Umadai, during the time of the Purim miracle, was involved in going to war against the nation of Edom and obliterating them. So then you have to say, what?
They did conquer the world.
Paras conquered the world.
There was no Edom yet, officially.
There wasn't a modern... Okay, I don't know. I don't know. I really... I just know very... Okay, I don't know.
Spread their wings that far. No, no. But I mean, the original Edom...
Paras Umadai, they ruled over the entire world. Achashverosh ruled over the entire world. Mea v'esher m'sheva medinais, which included Edom, l'chayra. So what does that mean exactly? But does it mean that they wiped them out? They obliterated them? They dragged them off the face of the earth?
No.
Not necessarily. When Achashverosh ruled the entire world, Molach b'kippa, it means that they were loyal to him. They pay taxes. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that he went to war and he killed every single citizen and he uprooted and he relocated population. Relocation doesn't say that. So I don't know. The Mefarshim seem to be very disturbed with this Mesudos Tavit. If we learn that this means, according to many, because Tziri Atzon in the dream of Daniel, in one of the references, refers to Paras. It's clear that it refers to Paras. And when we inject that concept that the Tziri Atzon refers to Paras into this Pasuk, then, and we assume that we're dealing with something which happened not that much after the Nevuah of Yirmiyah, so let's study history. When did it happen that the Tziri Hatzom, that Paras went into Edom and waged a war and obliterated every living creature? You can say they dragged away the people and Yashim Aleihem Nivehem, made their abodes into utter desolation. The word Yashim is a very powerful word. It means there's nothing left. It's wiped clean. Do we really find that in history that this happened? I don't know. Check all your sources. It seems that it's not obvious. If it happened, maybe it did, but it's not obvious. Therefore, what then is the Mitzvah stuff really alluding to? Let's finish it up. Who Paras, Shuat So'ir b'Bnei Yefes, he's called the youngest of the Bnei Yefes, V'chein Amr Rabbi Hussein Yitzchak L'Vracha, Asida. So here already he's coming to give us the answer that this part of the Nevuah of Edom is not referring to what happened in the past, but it's referring to what will happen in the times of Moshiach. There's going to be a war between Paras, which today we identify as Iran, and the Western civilization called Edom. There's going to be war. And obviously there is friction. There is definitely a lot of, you don't want to deny the Iran deal.
You're not going to get me to agree in this area that Iran's going to conquer all of Western civilization.
But maybe through Chesed, we learned that with Nebuchadnezzar, this was maybe the original plan. Maybe through acts of Chesed, it can be changed to Tshuva. It's all a big mystery.
But that's all. But again, this is, although the Gemara does say that's only one of a number of.
Right. Einachanami. We're just focusing for the moment on this.
Einachanami. It's kind of hard to.
It's hard to swallow, okay, but a lot of things are hard to swallow, and they've happened. Okay, so let's see.
It's Iran.
What? Paras is Iran.
Right.
I mean,
it's easy. The pasuk says it.
You don't want
Tziri.
Tziri. It's Tziri.
What is it? Tziri.
Iran. Tziri.
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 To Tziri.
Please.
Okay, so they're from Shetibo Biyad Paras.
Whether Iran is Paras,
okay,
or Yishmael. You can't even make.
No, there is a distinction. Don't they? They have made that distinction. That their religion, the religion. Okay, all right. These are all big mysteries. But one thing is for sure, that now that we're living in hindsight, we're living in the 21st century, so hindsight is 2020, at least we have something to work with. We have something to work with. Like, okay, there's going to be a friction, okay, when it talks about complete obliteration between Iran, Paras, which let's just very loosely... We have a right to say, I mean, that's where Achashverosh lived, and they have his palace, they have the book over here, in the library, they have the book over there showing where they actually have the place where the Sudas Achashverosh took place.
Right.
They actually know where it is. They have the footprints of the Mokum of the Sudas Achashverosh. So, and that's in Iran. Okay, so if Iran, you want to say, it's not so far-fetched to say, you know, you can argue it's still Paras, and until modern times, no one paid attention to them. Who paid attention to Paras? Edom didn't pay attention to them. But today, Edom, the Congress, is listening to Bibi give a speech how bad the Iran deal is. The whole world is paying attention to the conflict between Edom and Paras. Now, this did not exist on such a scale, such a grand scale, until now, until recent times. So you see that the Nevuahs are still, they're coming through, they're coming true.
What is the Nevuah?
Well, the Nevuah says it's going to be a war, and Paras going to win. They're going to win. And they can, is Edom? Rabbi Chol will back that up. Western civilization is Edom. We are living in Golos Edom. Chazal said for Golios, Bavel, Paras Umoda, Yovan, and Golos Edom, the Dalit Malchus. He wrote a book. He wrote the book, not a book. He wrote the book. And so what does it say? So
everything is Edom.
What?
All nations are Edom.
Exactly. Exactly. Western civilization is basically Edom. It's not like you can't put your finger on one. Like that's what Rabbi Chol say. Is you can't go say it's Rome. You want to say it's Rome. You want to say it's ancient Edom, Jordan. Ancient Edom is where on the map you showed me is basically where Jordan is.
Rome was the center of Christianity, but eventually
it expanded.
Yeah.
The church split, and the theology.
The power wanes, and but Western civilization.
And the influence and the way of life and the whole way of life expanded.
But there was no Christianity when.
Okay, that they became the Holy Rome, the Holy Church, the Holy Empire. That's the history of Rome. It's a long, complicated history. Constantinople and the break, the emperor and the Pope and the whole. This is all. It's all. But I told you once. I went to read an article.